It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. But they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, well, it's all right, it's all right. They're such tempting lips that it's all night you're free. Dear, it's all right. It's all right. Dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. With me. With me. It's all right.
Opera. Theater, orchestra, dance. Live arts can move you like nothing else. And there's no better time to rediscover the romance, embrace the emotion, and reignite your passion for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit explorelivearts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
We never steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. I caught a charge. I caught a charge. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. Ain't bought no funny shit. Still bitches in business. I am on my money. Shit. Still whipping them fences. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling, hustling, hustling.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. A healthy disrespect for copyright since 1998.
Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling, hustling, hustling.
From New York, it's Saturday New shimmer is a floor wax.
No, new shimmer is a dessert topping.
It's a floor wax.
It's a dessert topping.
It's a floor wax, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's a dessert topping, you towel.
Hey, calm down, you two. New shimmer's a floor wax and a dessert topping. Here, I'll spray some on your mop and some on your butterscotch pudding.
Mmm, tastes terrific.
And just look at that shine. But will it last?
Hey, outlasts every other leading floor wax 2-1. It's durable and it's scuff resistant.
And it's delicious.
Sure is. Perks up anything from an ice cream sundae to a pumpkin pie.
Made from an exclusive non-yellowing formula.
I haven't even touched my pudding and I'm ready for more.
But what about black heel marks?
Dirt, grime, even black heel marks. Wipe clean with a damp cloth.
Oh, sorry, honey. I'll clean that up.
Oh, no problem, sweetheart. Not with new shimmer.
New shimmer for the greatest shine you ever tasted.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and that was Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, and the great Gilda Radner in Saturday Night Live, the first season. And we started off with Howard Shore's theme for Saturday Night, as it was called back when it first started in way back 50 years ago. And yes, last night, Jeanne Smart was the host for the first time in her career. She was just not won an Emmy for Hacks. And of course, she's from Designing Women, and she's a long, long career in comedy. And Jelly Roll was the musical guest, and what a great voice he has as well. And yeah, I'm so excited to have Saturday Night Live back at 50 years, and who would have thought? And Lorne Michaels was there for most of it. We do have a clip from the infamous year that, well, it's not an infamous year, it was the year that he quit. But Eddie Murphy became a star during that time. So we'll hear a bunch of that as well. And so let's just get right into the clips and songs. And we'll hear again from the original cast, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner again, and Jane Curtin with Chevy's Girls.
Saturday night on my TV. Oh, but Chevy, every time you Saturday Night. We'll be right back after this word from the folks who chew gum for a living.
Good evening, and welcome to Not for Waities Only. I'm Barbara Wawa, and tonight we'll be talking to an actual living legend, the incredible Marlene Deutschwend.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
Marlene, what is it like to be a living legend?
It has been a really rich experience.
I'm so impressed. You're so wide and slender. How do you stay so slim?
Swimming keeps me slim. My daily regimen includes swimming 12 laps in my pool. It is wonderful for my legs.
Marlene, right here. Tell us your secret of perpetual youth.
I get massaged regularly. And I have had everything lifted.
You mean you've had your legs lifted?
Everything. Even my wheel.
What?
My wheel.
Your wheel?
What?
Let's drop it.
Well, you brought it up. Of course, looking glamorous on film isn't all beauty secrets. A lot of it is whiting. I do all my own whiting.
Really? I didn't realize you wrote.
I don't. I white.
You're referring to typewriter writing, right?
Wrong. I am referring to electric writing. You see, in pictures, white writing can be very unflattering. Particularly if it makes my legs look white. Barbara, am I wrong to want to appear attractive?
No, I think you're being very reasonable. Harry Wiesner. Harry Wiesner. $5 million. I'm rich. I can do anything I want in television.
Excuse me. You interrupted me. Where was I?
You were saying that cinematically, white can be very unflattering, particularly if it makes your legs look white.
White.
Before we go, I just wanted to mention what a beautiful fur you have on. Is it mink?
Thank you. No, it is just a silly rabbit.
Marlene, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Be sure to drop by next week when our special guest will be Elmer Fudd. Good night.
Hi, I'm Lorne Michaels. Several months ago, I made a bona fide offer of $3,000 to the Beatles to perform on Saturday Night. For months, there was no response, and then, about 2 weeks ago, I got a long-distance phone call from Eric Idle, tonight's host, in London, saying that if I would let him come over and host the show, he would bring the Beatles with him. Well, in my excitement, I agreed and foolishly sent him the check for $3,000. You see, he said the Beatles wanted the money in advance so that they could buy some new clothes to wear on the show. Well, when I met Eric at the airport last Monday, I noticed that he was alone. So I said, where are they? I mean, the Beatles. And he said, well, that their new clothes weren't ready yet, so that they were going to catch a later flight. I still didn't think anything was wrong till yesterday when a telegram arrived saying, can't come now. Ringo's pants too long. Stop. Please send more money for alterations. Stop. Signed the Beatles. When I showed the telegram to Eric, he said he would call London immediately, and did, and convinced John, Paul, George, and Ringo to send over a film instead. Well, 20 minutes ago, the film arrived from England. I just saw it, and it's quite good. Only it's not the Beatles. It's the Ruttles. Evidently, Eric had a bad phone connection to London, and well, anyway, it's halfway through the show, and Eric's already spent the $3,000. So, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Ruttles.
I feel happy, I feel sad. You think I'm in love? I must be in love. I feel rich, I feel poor. I'm in doubt, I feel sure. You think I'm in love? Oh, I must be in love. Anytime see a face when I close my eyes.
explain.
Can't explain
how I feel.
How I feel.
I'm in love. I must be in love.
There in their movie A Hard Day's Rut, directed by Dick Lester, which is very near Rutland. From these streets, very close to the cavern Rutland, came the fabulous Rutland sound created by the Fab Four, Dirk, Nasty, Stig and Barry, who created a musical legend that will last a lunchtime. They were discovered by their manager, Leggy Mountbatten, in a lunchtime disco very close to these streets. Their first album was made in 20 minutes. The second took even longer. Tonight, we examine the legend of the Ruttles. We look at their lives, their loves, their music. We examine some of the problems that made them what they are today. We also ask the question whether these people shouldn't really have been doing something better for their money. And we shall be asking for some of the people who work with them whether they really were the sort of nice, lovable people that they were made out to be. Tonight, we shall be also speaking to many of the people who...
As you all know, since our last live show, we lost our friend and colleague, John Belushi. John was an original cast member of Saturday Night Live and someone I worked with for many years, both here and in Chicago. John put me up when I first came to New York and took care of me. Once he and I were running down Bleecker Street in the village during a snowstorm, and we were running with our heads down and had our hats pulled over our eyes. Couldn't see where we were going. We came to a corner, and John yelled at me, "Look out!" and shoved me aside. And I turned just in time to see him get hit by a 10-ton truck. Right bumper caught him, and he flew up in the air and landed on the curb and got up and dusted himself off and seemed perfectly all right. An ambulance came, and he didn't want to get in it, and so we went to St. Vincent's Hospital anyway, and they x-rayed him, and he was perfectly all right. Nothing wrong with him at all. So he saved my life, and I always thought he was indestructible. So speaking for the current cast, the band, the staff backstage, and the crew here in the studio, hundreds of people who knew and worked with John, we mourn his death, and we miss him very much.
This next song is going to feature the horn section. It's a song by Down Child Blues Band called Almost.
But I don't got you, and you're the thing I need the most. I got a car that I bought, won't get me far, got a wish I'm a star. Tell my mama I got everything I need, almost. I got everything I need, almost. But I don't got you, and you're the thing I need the most. Lots of dough. The people recognize me wherever.
And that was John Belushi and the Blues Brothers with a cover of the Downchild Blues Band. And Dan Aykroyd, actually, like, the whole concept of the Blues Brothers is based on the Downchild Band. And they were here a couple of years ago for their 50th anniversary tour at Club Regent. And I saw them, and it was amazing. And they did mention the SNL legacy as well in their show. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM. For a complete set list, you can visit the station's website at umfm.com, or you can visit my website at mondohollywood.ca. And I've been putting up, if you go to the set listings, I've been putting up the episode numbers and years. We heard Gilda Radner and Madeline Kahn, and both ladies passed away much too young. And Madeline Kahn would have been 82 today, and she passed away 25 years ago in 1999, this upcoming December. Baba Wawa, and basically Madeline Kahn doing her Blazing Saddles character. Yes, that was quite funny. And then Lorne Michaels himself doing a kind of sequel to the famous Beatles Chet sketch. This one was from SNL's second season toward the end, with Eric Idle and the Rettles. And Lorne Michaels actually, through his company, I think it was Broadway Video, he produced a whole bunch of great comedy specials, including that one. And then before we heard the great John Belushi, we heard Brian Doyle Murray, who told an amazing story on the March 20th episode in 1982. It was only 15 days after Belushi had passed away, so I can do a whole show on each individual cast member, really. It's just amazing, that cast. It's already half over, and we're just still getting into the 70s. So let's go ahead to Eddie Murphy with James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party.
It's James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party, and now here he is, the Godfather of Soul and Hot Tub Man number one, James Brown.
Sometimes it made me break out in a cold sweat.
Yes, Denise.
Mr. Quigley, you have one more Wheel of Fortune contestant to interview.
Oh, good. Send him in. Come in.
Thank you so much for us being here.
Mr. Quigley, this is Ed Grimley.
Hello.
Hello. We've been having the most pleasant chat, I must say.
Will you please have a seat, Mr. Quigley?
Yes, sir. This is a great honor for me to be here and to meet you, you know. It's a very decent office. So often high ceilings can be effective.
Why do you want to be a contestant on the Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, because I watch the show every day of my life, sir. I think it's the best show on the air ever that has been. It's weird how good it is. It's so strange. In fact, I brought some of my scores for the last 5 years that I thought you would be interested in perusing, you know. March of 81 was particularly a good month for me. I seem to be on fire with knowledge. Also, sir, I'm a tremendous fan of the host of Wheel of Fortune, Mr. Pat Sajak, I must say. Over the years, I've sent him over 40 letters of encouragement. Because I would imagine that he would be like a pretty decent guy, huh?
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Sure, no problem. Oh, this is too much. Wheel of Fortune. Give me a break. I couldn't be more excited, I must say. This anticipation, it's making me mental. But if they say yes, you can be on the show, I think I would go so crazy. It would be just the best. Mr. Sajak, I would like to buy a vowel, please. And a free spin would be that, I must say. Oh, and to get to meet Pat Sajak, like, I suppose you could do better than that. No way. Because it seems to me that he would be a pretty decent guy, I must say. What if we became best friends? Best friends in the world. So I would just, like, phone his house up and say, is Pat there? Just tell him it's me. Oh, that really makes sense now that I think of it. Like, I suppose Pat Sajak doesn't have, like, over a million friends, probably. But then again, maybe he doesn't. It's difficult to say. Oh, this is completely insane. I can't stand. I'm just getting too keyed up, and I can't help it because I can't wait till I hear. Oh, this is just too frightening. What if Mr. Quigley's watching me through a one-way mirror, you know? Maybe I should just sit down and try to act kind of casual so he'll be more impressed by me. Oh, like, that's the stupidest idea I've ever had in my whole life, I believe. Oh, spin, spin, spin wheel, spin! What if I freeze?
Freeze bad.
On the simplest of famous names. The president married to Jackie Kennedy? I don't know. I have no idea, Pat. Was he not tall? Oh, but then what if I did know the answer? Then I would be a winner. I would be a winner. And I would have to take me home in an ambulance because I would be collapsing from my own joy, I must say. Oh, what if it turned out that way? Oh, I would just go mental with anxiety. It would be the best possible of all worlds. Oh, please. Please.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem, sir.
Now, if you just send in this application, we'll be able to book you as a contestant on the show. Shall we say, the end of next month?
So,
like you're saying that I'm actually
will be a contestant on the show?
Yes, in fact, how would Tuesday of that week?
No problem. I think I'll have to juggle some things, but it should work out.
I'm sure you'll let us know.
Well,
good luck, Mr.
Sir.
Grimley.
This has been a tremendous thrill for me, I must say. It's like a dream come true. I feel like I've just come downstairs in Christmas morning
and found an entire fort, you know?
Thank you, sir. You know, sir, it only goes to prove that even though the clouds can get as dark and thick as, well, they can get thick, you know. But then, still, the sun's rays can not so much bust through, but, well, it's difficult to say and explain through. It's other than, thank you for being so decent, I must say.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Because Pat seems like a pretty decent guy, you know. So I'm... Quickly, I hope you haven't changed your mind.
Oh, no. It's just on the way down I began to think about what you were saying. And Ed, can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Oh, that certainly would be pleasant, I must say.
Is this the place where you and Pat Sajak hang out at a lot or what? Near here?
Let's not talk for a while.
All right, then.
I can't go to lunch. I've got a meeting with Derek Stevens. I hear he's clean. Boy, he's living on a farm next to Roger Waters.
Okay, Irving. Thanks, babe. Ciao.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, send him in.
Derek.
Hello, Michael.
Welcome to L.A. Private joke. Derek, meet Paula Collins, our new head of A&R.
Hello, Paula. Very nice to meet you.
Hi, Derek. Actually, we met at the Roxy in 1981.
81? Was I born yet?
You get settled okay?
Oh, yes. I'm at the Chateau, actually.
Derek, you look good. I mean it.
You really do.
I'm ready to work. I really am.
Well, that's good to hear. This is a critical album for you.
We want you to score with this one.
I'm sorry about Dark Impulse. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, we have to share the blame for that one. We had a bit of a shake-up in promotion. Some people dropped the ball and had to be let go.
We're ready to work too, Derek.
But I was hoping you say that, because I really want to bloody score.
Barry said you had a demo tape of the new songs. We can't wait to hear them.
We really can't.
But I haven't actually finished the tape.
Derek, your deal calls for a demo, and Barry promised.
Well, I know that. But what I thought I'd do is play some of the tracks for you here now, live.
We'd love that. There's the piano.
Don't keep us in suspense.
Great. This is great. Well, these are just sort of works in progress, you know. But all right, here goes. This one I call The Lady I Know. Synthesizers blaring about and drums and bongos and the whole thing. It'd be great, don't you think? And there's one more I want to show you. This is called Going to the Club.
Going to the club, gotta work out, work out. Going to the club, gotta work out, work out.
Well, that's what I've got now, and I'm writing every day, and that's what I feel good about. I'm like back on a horsey.
Well, I think you've really got something. That broccoli tune. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Michael?
Yes. Yes, I am. You're getting back to the vegetable thing, which seems so...
organic.
Exactly.
Oh, great. Great, thank you.
Well, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
It's great.
All right. This is...
Oh, hey, thanks. Tell Barry we'll be in touch.
All right. Great. Thanks. Talk.
Once again, we're coming to you from Dicka's Restaurant in the heart of Chicago, the city of the big shoulders, home to a certain team which, come January, will run roughshod over the competition in Super Bowl 26, a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
These teams are so evenly matched. Let's start with the Yankees. They play in New York City. Wow, what a town. This place is crazy. You people are nuts. I once saw an Armenian woman give birth to a baby in a subway. Beautiful, beautiful 8-pound, 3-ounce boy named Tanzu. He's now 11. We still keep in touch.
Okay. Well, Harry, what can you tell us about Atlanta?
Atlanta's a beautiful city. Many consider it the jewel of the South. You know, it's in Georgia.
Yeah, that's true, Harry. But, hey, let's get back to the Braves and Yankees, buddy.
Norm, Actually, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to Gail and Ron Anderson. They run Anderson Hardware out in Waukegan, Illinois. They're actually here on vacation. They wanted me to say hi to their beautiful daughter, Colleen, who's watching the store. Hey, Colleen!
Okay. Harry, listen, buddy, let's talk about the lineups for both teams, huh?
Hey, no. What about those hot dogs they serve at Yankee Stadium? Aren't they delicious?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I love them so much, I once ordered 12.
12 hot dogs?
Yeah, I only ate two. I don't know what I was thinking. To this day, I still laugh at the idea that I thought I could eat 12 hot dogs. You can't do it, Norm. You can't.
No, I imagine not. Well, Harry, I know you have to run, but before you leave, hey, let's get your prediction on who'll win the series.
Yankees in six.
Wow, how about that? That's great, that's great. So that's your prediction, huh? Yankees in six?
Or the Braves. You never know, Doc. That's what makes baseball such a crazy game.
Okay, Harry Carey, everybody. Harry Carey. Thanks for joining us, Harry.
This is a song. This is a new song. It's through the eyes of one of the greatest people alive, I feel. The Lunch Lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, yesterday's meatloaf is today's sloppy joes. And my breath reeks of tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose. In Lunch Lady Land, your dreams come true. Clouds made of carrots and peas. Mountains built of shepherd's pie. And rivers made of macaroni and cheese. But don't forget to return your trays and try to ignore my gum disease. No student can escape the magic of and grinders, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans, meatloaf sandwich, sloppy dough, dreamt one morning that I woke up to see all the pepperoni pizza was looking at me. It screamed, "Why do you burn me and serve me up cold?" I said, "I got the spatula, just do what you're told." Then the liver and onion started joining the fight, and the chocolate pudding pushed me with all its might, and the chop suey slapped me and it kicked me in the head. It's called revenge, Lunch Lady, said the garlic bread. I said, "What did I do to make you all so mad?" They said, "You got flabby arms and your breath is bad." Then the green bean said, you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe came and joined my side. He said, if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat ya. You should be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet ya. She gives you a purpose and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet and kissing her mole. So, now all the angry fools just leave me alone, and we all live together in a happy home. Thanks to Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe. Well, me and Sloppy Joe got married. Got 6 kids and we're doing just fine down in Lunch Lady Land.
And that was Adam Sandler with Lunch Lady Land from 1994, episode of season 19 that he premiered that song. And if you are like me, you just imagined Chris Farley as the Lunch Lady doing his magical dance. And as that, like, and again, too, we heard a lot of great cast members that we lost way too soon, including Norm MacDonald, who just September 14th of 2021 is when we lost him. And Chris Farley, December 18th, 1997. I can't even imagine that. Such a long time ago. And, I do have a memory of finding out that day that it happened. My dad, when we had our video store, he came back from buying videos, like, from the city, because we lived in Beausejour, it was a small town. And this is pre-internet, right? So I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't watch the news. So my dad said, guess who died? And this was a kind of a morbid game we had as a family. Plus, I love to make the in-memoriam sections at our store, so this is also, it was research. And he said it was an SNL cast member. And I did not, in a million years, would have guessed Chris Farley. And I feel bad. I think my first guess was Dan Aykroyd. No, that's horrible. But he said he was very young and it was tragic. So that's why I love Dan Aykroyd. So that's why my natural thing. And then two, sadly, I think one of the most like amazing actors who ever lived and the best cast member, I think, in my opinion, the late, great Phil Hartman, tragically in 1998, you know, we lost him. And so in honor of that, and also the great Jan Hooks, she was way too young as well. We're going to hear probably the most heartbreaking sketches that Saturday Night Live ever played. It was one of Schiller's reels, and from back in the day, he made some shorts for SNL. And Albert Brooks also as well had made some quite funny films. So Saturday Night Live is just amazing. I love it. And I want to go back and rewatch some things, because it's one of those things, like, it's always better than you remember it. And you can skip the sketches you don't like. But we're going to hear Bing Crosby with the Emperor Waltz. And if you haven't seen the sketch it's heartbreaking. And they do re-air it once in a while on the anniversary shows. So from season 14, episode 9, here is Bing Crosby with Love Is a Dream.
Love is a dream, yet it's so real, hard to explain just how you feel. Deep in your heart, joy seems to dwell. Well, in your heart, joy seems to dwell like poets say. It's perfectly swell.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for mom this Mother's Day? Introducing Mom Jeans, exclusively at JCPenney.
Mom Jeans, Mom Jeans.
Mom Jeans fit mom just the way she likes it.
Mom Jeans.
She'll love the 9-inch zipper and casual front pleats. Cut generously to fit a mom's body. She'll want to wear them to everything, from a soccer game to a night on the town. And with your choice of ankle length, capri length, or shorts, you'll find the perfect jean for even the least active of moms. So this Mother's Day, don't give mom that bottle of perfume. Give her something that says, I'm not a woman anymore, I'm a mom. Get a free applique mom jeans vest with every purchase this weekend at JCPenney.
Thank you, everybody. Honey, I know it's your worst nightmare, and I'm up here, your dad, and I just want to get the old band together, if that's okay with you. Do you mind, sweetie? All right, don't be embarrassed. Can I get the rest of the guys up here? Greg, Steve, Lyle, come on.
Hey, go easy on us, guys. This is our first gig since, like, 1983.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say something.
Who's this old guy?
You know, I can't believe we're up here after 25 years. We were very different guys back then.
You could say that again. But this feels right, sharing our music with this wonderful young couple.
Yes, yes. I guess when you get right down to it, rock and roll always endures.
Unlike my prostate.
I hear that. I got issues, too.
All right, let's do this. Madeline, my little Maddie, I'm so proud of you. And I hope Dad doesn't make too much of a fool of himself up here. All right, it's with all my love. You guys ready? Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
But isn't that a result of going to your school, being a part of your system, and following your orders?
No, maybe I should put on my suit and my tie and eat a Happy Meal. And a white picket fence. I have a better idea. How about I kick the windows in with my boots?
You hear that, Alexander Haig? Get out of there.
There's gonna be a...
And that was the Crisis of Conformity Band, also known as Fred Armisen, Bill Hader. They were joined by the guest hosts that night on December 5th, 2009, Ashton Kutcher. And the musical guest was Them Crooked Vultures. And Dave Grohl, who was the drummer in that band, was the drummer. And I do, like, you can see all these sketches that I'm playing on YouTube. It's a great resource to find some You know what? I really liked that. I don't remember that sketch in 2009. I can't remember if I was even had cable back then. But I digress. Yeah, so that was Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. And that sketch ends with Fred Armisen. And also, they're all dressed like old, like middle-aged guys in suits. And he, like, head dives into the wedding cake. It's pretty cool. It's underrated sketch. And then, of course, the classic, amazing Mom Jeans with the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph era, just the great women in the cast, always, like even Molly Shannon. Like, there's so much. Again, we only have a couple minutes left in the show. And this is at least my second SNL show. There's just so much to go through. But thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood. This week I'll be back again next Sunday with another curated hour of soundtrack music. There's been a lot of music out of Saturday Night Live, including Steve Martin had a hit with King Tut, and Lonely Island with Andy Samberg, who was a cast member, and the Lonely Island were writers on the sketch too. And then, so once they hit big with Chronics of Narnia, they just kind of did the video. So we're going to hear The Creep with Nicki Minaj and guest announcer John Waters, and then we'll hear a couple more sketches from the mid-2000s. And and last night Dana Carvey came back and for the first time in a long time as President Joe Biden. And so it was great fun. I'm so glad to see him back on Saturday Night Live. I just love him so much. And I saw Opportunity Knocks alone in the theater when we were on vacation in Minneapolis. But that's not Saturday Night Live related, and this is. So thank you again for listening, and here is Lonely Island.
Yeah. Hi, I'm John Waters, and this is The Creep.
When you're out at a club and you see a fly girl, do the creep, and do the creep, and if you wanna make friends at the ATM, do the creep, and do the creep. Well, we got a new dance, so get up on your feet. It's real easy to do, and it's called The Creep. Let your hands flop around like a marionette. Pop your knees up and down, shake chicken your neck. Now pull your waistband up like you expecting a flood. And slick your hair down flat like it was covered in mud. Trim up your pants or mustache and pop them peepers. Hold this in your speakers, you a certified creeper. When you see a country beach laying out at the beach, do the creep and do the creep. And when a fine PYT walks in front of your tree, do the creep. And do the creep.
I was 6 years old when I started creeping. My parents took it to their room and I started peeping. You can't imagine their surprise when they lifted their heads and saw my little ass creeping at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, they knew I was a creep since the day I was found. Came hopping down my mama like security code. Yeah, the doctor cut my head and he started freaking.
In the boys' locker room, hide deep inside, it was my little creep stalker room. As they disrobed, I was oogling and ogling. Little did they know that for me they were modeling. And I would laugh, and they would dance. So pop your peepers and out your sneakers. Don't sleep, come on, get your creep on.
When you come, get to sweating off the pride at a wedding.
When you sneak into a wake and you see a beefcake, do the creep, and do the creep.
When the judge is a hottie and you can't control your body, do the creep, and do the creep.
So get your knees flexing and your arms T-Rexing and creep,
do the creep.
And don't forget to smile.
Trailblazers, that's Jordan versus Drexler.
Oh, well, that'll be a great matchup. Two world-class athletes.
Excuse me, Mr. Lavender. John Tesh is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Okay.
You guys know Tesh. This guy is amazing. You know, he wrote the theme to Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
There he is, Mr. Entertainment tonight.
How you guys doing? Hello, everyone. This is my brother right here, Dave Tesh.
A pleasure, pleasure.
I did not know that you had a brother.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's not just my brother. He's also the genius in the family.
Meanwhile, I'm blushing.
Well, John, when my boss told me we needed a new theme song for the NBA on NBC... I knew what time it was. Tesh 30.
Very good. Okay, well, let's see what we got for you. We've written a song that we like to call Round Ball Rock. Now, it started as one of David's poems here, but then it just grew into something bigger than both of us could ever imagine. It's me on keys and Dave singing.
Can you believe this is our job? All right, fire away.
All right, ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Ba 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 basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm gonna dunk it! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba basketball, gimme, gimme, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba basketball, gimme...
Woo! All right, now that's how you do it,
that
baby.
That was just getting hot.
You are in such good voice today, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Wow, I mean, that was great, guys, but... You know what I was wondering? Is there any way we can hear it again, but, you know, with the lyrics separated out?
Huh. Really?
Okay.
That's weird. Are you okay with that?
If you are, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, sure, we can do that. All right, here we go. All right, 2, 3, 4.
Ba 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 basketball, give it, give
it, give it. No, 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 stop.
I'm sorry, guys.
Stop
guys,
that.
I'm sorry.
Stop that.
I think we weren't clear. We actually meant, could we hear it with just the music?
Right.
Oh, I defer to you.
My gut is no.
Yeah,
I understand. You're an artist, and I get that. But I think we're just curious what it would sound like without the lyrics.
Okay. Okay, fine. I mean, it feels crazy, but sure. All right. 2, 3, 4.
Couldn't help but notice that the singing came back in there.
I'm sorry, it just seems incomplete.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it's a lyrics first song. I mean, yeah. What's the problem?
Well, the lyrics are a little repetitive.
Basketball's a little repetitive.
Yeah.
I feel like we just prefer the song better without the lyrics.
Okay. Okay, but without the lyrics, how will people know it's about basketball, you know?
Well, we'll be playing it over clips of basketball.
That's not an answer.
What about blind people?
Exactly.
They're going to be like, well, what the heck is this song about?
Yeah, come on. I mean, our music is for all people.
Okay, look, Teshes, I get it. I love your guys' spirit. But here's the situation. If we can buy the instrumental version, it's a deal. If they're lyrics, it's no deal.
Oof.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, okay. All right, well, you know what then? No deal!
I cannot believe this!
You are making a big mistake! Yeah. You guys stink, and this network is a dump!
And you know what?
In fact, I say we make it look more like a dump! Oh. How about that? What do you think, Dave?
I am one step ahead of you, brother.
Oh, hammer time!
Pass it!
Break it down.
You don't have to do this!
Why not?
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in historic Fort Garry Club Room. Sunday nights feature intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM.
101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to On the Marquee with Julie Simmons, your source for everything musical theater. From Broadway, off-Broadway, and London's West End, to Hollywood, movie musicals, and even some musical television shows. On the Marquee is produced at CFBX 92.5 FM.